USDA released their September crop production supply and demand estimates on Friday, September 12th, and we really weren't looking for much of numbers coming as far as the wheat market was concerned because USDA has their small grain summary and quarterly grain stocks reports coming out at the end of the month, which those are bigger reports that the USDA wouldn't want to steal the thunder from. But looking at the wheat numbers, there was some surprises that came into play, mostly though in the world numbers. When you look at U.S. numbers, USDA made no changes to old crop supply and demand. We did see stocks left unchanged at 851 million bushels, which was 7 million bushels below a year ago. Now, looking at for new crop, the only change they made is USDA came in and surprisingly increased exports by 25 million bushels. That puts exports for the year at 900 million bushels, and it puts ending stocks at 844 million bushels. As we said, 25 million less than the previous week, 19 million less than expected by the trade. So that was friendly as far as the U.S. numbers were concerned. National average price did drop 20 cents, though, to $5.10. But on the world side, things were a little bit more negative as USDA, as expected, came in and increased production in five other major exporting countries. We did see Australia's production increased by 3.5 million metric ton. Canada's production was increased by 1 million metric ton. EU increased by 1.8 million metric ton. Russia's was up by 1.5 million metric ton. And Ukraine's it was increased by 1 million metric ton. In all, 8.6 million metric ton increase in new crop world production. That was a little bit negative to the marketplace as world stocks came in at 264.1 million metric ton, 3.0 million metric ton above expectations, and 4 million metric ton above last month. So a little bit negative on the world numbers as far as wheat is concerned. But surprisingly, again, even with the increase in the world wheat production numbers, USDA still increased U.S. exports by 25 million bushel. In all, you'd have to say the report was neutral to wheat.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.